Christian greetings to each one this morning. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for the privilege of being here and also for the privilege of being a part of God's family. And we can enter this building bringing Jesus along because he is in our heart. And we are grateful for visitors as well, people that we haven't seen for quite some time. And so you are precious to us, our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the Lord, and we certainly greet you in his name. And we're traveling the highway. We're traveling a journey. We're on a journey. And things happen on this journey. Excuse me. Things happen on this journey at times, and with our bodies, and I guess we're wearing out. And also, God is present. As we did we read this now, or did we? Was it Nathan's devotional, where if the righteous fall, he is there to pick them up, to help them. And we are so grateful for that. And I read much of the bulletin when I enter the building. But this morning I did. There was only about half a dozen of us here when we got here. And I was hoping the others know that we're having services. And Kit Carson has a wonderful expression and encouragement this morning. Have we forgotten God? Well, I trust as children of God, we don't forget God. We have the fear of God, the true, righteous, and godly fear in our hearts. And we can't forget God. And when something goes wrong, that's the first person or God that we call upon when something goes wrong. And we, Norma just told me that what's his name?
Alvin Kramer
is like laying in a coma with the family around him. Also, I'll just share with you Sister Bertha, Wilmer Beachy's daughter, married to Sylvan Kaufman, has passed this morning at 4 o'clock. She's been battling cancer as well. But you know, the older I get, then the more I get excited about that, not that people die, but that for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. And we want to think of that. Some people have sore toes. That usually doesn't cause death. It's not life-threatening. But there are other situations that are. But let us keep in mind that we are on a journey. We're traveling the way, the one that we love, the one that we serve, and the one that who has loved us so much that he left heaven's glory and came down on earth. And he has washed us. He has saved us. Called us with a holy calling, not according to our goodness or according to what we have done, but according to his mercy and grace. And so, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing. And like the Apostle Paul, you know, Jesus has set us free. But Paul says, Galatians 5:13, he says that, brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion of the flesh, but by love serve one another. Serving one another. Keeping each other, keeping our brothers and sisters in the Lord and all the saints of God in our prayers. That we can keep our minds stayed on Jesus and not get so involved in material things and always wanting more and always trying to get more money. I know it's kind of difficult when you don't have much, but God has sustained us thus far in life. And so, as now getting back to Kit Carson's, because we have just come over the Thanksgiving, the day of Thanksgiving, have you thought to really and lovingly and longingly bless the Lord for what he has done for us? Thanksgiving. And I have several verses here that I want to share with you concerning Thanksgiving. If you want to, and we're just so thankful that we're here together this morning again. And every time we get together, let's thank God. Let's be so appreciative to our good God. And some of you have been, some of you had Thanksgiving dinners. You might have turkey and whatever. I had some roast beef, but it's just as good or better than turkey. And some of our children went north to Clayton. Others went west to Edina, Missouri. And others were here in Paris. And it's such a blessing to have a get-together. Of course, we were absent there with all our children. So we drove to Arthur, Illinois, and we visited Mary Yoder, that had a stroke here several weeks ago, has a feeding tube in her. She can't swallow. She's getting better. But we were blessed by being with her and her family of, I think it was close to 30 of us that were sitting there at the medical center and just singing away. That was such a blessing. And so this is something we want to thank the Lord for. And if you want a title, just simply Thanksgiving for the message. But in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, he says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." We want to abide in him and not forget him. We want to be very conscious of his presence wherever we go. And we don't want to go where God won't go with us. Young people, think about these things. Older people, think about these things. In all things, you know, be careful for nothing. In other words, there's another word that I wanted for that. Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. And so may God help us. And Thanksgiving is more than just a one-day family get-together with all the goodies that we have. But we sure want to be thankful, and we are thankful for what God has done for us. And it means so much. We're glad for our families. And we're glad to be together. And we're glad that God's presence wants to be with us. And he is with us. He said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." But he also said in the same verse, I believe, "Let us be content with such things as we have. Let us not look for worldly things. Let us not look at the world, but let's look at God and what he has done for us." And of course, we have certainly so much to be thankful for to our good God. And I'd like to share some other verses with you, if you don't have to turn to those, but you can write the references down. I will praise thy name. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Psalms 69:30. And another one is, let us come before his presence with singing. Psalms 95, verse 2. In Psalms 100, he says, enter into his courts with thanksgiving. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. These young people, these young children, that generation, yes, it reaches out to all generations. And God's love is pure. God's love is constant. God's love is there when we need it, and he's always there. Sing unto the Lord, yes, with thanksgiving. Psalms 147, verse 7. Even in heaven, you know, we can think, and we do think, about our loved ones, those that we've known for years. They have passed on. Some of them have just recently passed on. Some of them are laying as in a coma. Are the ones singing? I was told that they're standing around Alvin's bed and singing. Isn't that nice? That is so wonderful. I suppose there's some tears of sorrow running down the cheeks as well. But going to heaven, can we just think that they're singing up there? Again, I say, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. If we have health issues and so forth, let's trust God. Let's know that he, our life is in his hands, and he will take care of us. And someday, we'll have that opportunity to leave here and go home to be with Jesus. Won't it be wonderful there? Yes, indeed, it will. Possibly the angels are singing with them. I don't know. But blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Let's just, I'm just going to ask you to rise, and we'll sing that song, song number 46. Song number 46. I think I got the right number. James, you want to lead that?
We are God with heart and thank you.
Thank you. You may be seated. So it is so wonderful to be in tune with God. And there's more than another verse. God deserves our thanksgiving, and he is our great God. There is none other. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. And our thanksgiving, I add that. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Revelation 4:11. And I think our prayers should be punctuated with thanksgiving. All that we do, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And so we praise God for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. And one of the greatest reasons for our thanksgiving is our deliverance from sin. Our deliverance from sin, whereby given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that are by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption which is in the world through lust, 2 Peter 1:4. Strengthened with all might, yes, strengthened by God himself, the Spirit of God, living in our hearts, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Now, is that kind of contradict? But this is, this part, of course, is in Colossians, that I am reading these verses now. Yeah, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Let's just think about that. We can be joyful. This word wouldn't be written in the Bible if we could not find anything to joy about if we have some type of struggle. Yeah. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of his inheritance. Inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. The forgiveness of sin. I had another song. I won't sing it for you. It's a poem. I had in mind to get the children up here and sing it, but I'll be merciful to them as well. Be kind of honest. But years ago, someone sang this song. We were at a place for supper, I believe, but I'm not sure exactly where. Some of the children were along. But the poem writer, the writer of this song says, "Empty and broken, I came back to him. A vessel unworthy, so scarred with sin. But he did not despair. He started over again. And I bless the day he didn't throw the clay away." You know, we are the clay. Jesus is the potter. We are his people. And he cares for us. Over and over he molds me and makes me into his likeness. He fashions the clay. A vessel of honor I am today. All because Jesus didn't throw the clay away. We were just talking the other evening. I was talking about this song. And another brother next to me there, he was saying, "Oh, isn't that so wonderful? Sometimes I just wondered why he didn't just throw the clay away, but he didn't. He kept the clay and he fashioned me in a new way. He is the potter, I am the clay, and molded in his image, he wants me to stay. Oh, but when I stumble and when I fall and when my vessel breaks, he just picks up the pieces. He doesn't throw them away. The chorus again, over and over, he molds me and makes me. Into his likeness he fashions the clay. A vessel of honor I am today. See, it changed from that a vessel unworthy. But through Jesus Christ and what he did for us on the cross, and he rose again and promised an eternal salvation for all those that have faith in him. A vessel of honor I am today because Jesus, all because Jesus didn't throw the clay away. Now, is that something to thank him for? Yes, indeed. It really is. And we want to help each other. We want to encourage each other. We're traveling the way, as I said earlier. And we want to, we need to, by love, serve one another. And continue on. I was told a story recently, or listened to a story recently, of a man and his wife that went to town. And he stopped and left his wife at the grocery store to do her shopping. And he went over to the car wash, and he was washing his car, his vehicle, regardless of what it was. He was washing his vehicle. And then as he was doing that, he sees this man come walking down the street. And he wondered, wow, what, you know, it was very long hair, unkempt clothes, tattered and torn. He called it a tramp. I don't know, the young people don't know much about the tramps that used to be walking, and then they'd stop at places for the night, just simply walk up and ask if they could stay for the night. That happened when I was a young boy up in Ohio, and that tramp wondered if he could sleep in the barn. And Dad says, well, empty out your pockets and give that stuff to me, and you'll be able to go up in the haymow and sleep. And the next morning, Mom took some breakfast up. See, there were times when tramps would do that, and they'd smoke, and they'd light a barn on fire. So that's why Dad said, empty your pockets. I remember that so well. Well, this man, he went on washing his car, and then he decided to wipe it off with a chamois cloth or whatever. And this man come over, and he sat right next to where he was working on a curb or whatever. And he wished that man would get out of here. All he wants is probably is part of my money. And he just wished he would move out. That was his thoughts. And then he thought, well, maybe I should go at least talk to him. And he walked over and he says, do you need help? And the guy looks up at him and says, don't we all? And he was convicted by that. He went back and finished his car, and then he came over and gave the man some money. We all need help, don't we? Yeah. We all need help for each other, with each other, to each other. We need to be a help. What God did for us in giving his son was so precious. Yeah. We all need help. And sometimes we just neglect that when we see that somebody needs help. And not only for money, but time and talents need to be shared and given to each other. So if we need help, if you have problems, if you have struggles, if you're contending with temptations and stuff that need not be, how can we help when we don't know? But anyhow, I have another song I'd like to sing. Chad, did you develop anything? You didn't. Could we sing Come Unto Me? It's not in our hymn books. I had a copy of it. Hear the Blessed Savior calling the oppressed. Could we sing that by heart? What did I do with that copy? Do you have that copy back there, Chad, that I gave you? Okay, would you give that to... maybe pass it up to Michael. Maybe he'll lead that song for us. If we're down and out, and if we have mountains to travel, and so forth, this song is some. As I was studying, this song came to my mind. I looked for it in the hymnal. I couldn't find it. So most of you might know that. If you don't, just kind of help along. Can you sing that for me, Michael? Lead it.
Blessed Savior, calling the oppressed, O ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come no longer tarry, I your load will bear. Bring me every burden, bring me every care.
Come and trust my life.
Amen. Thank you very much. I enjoyed that. That song means so much. Now you know where to go for help if you need help. Come unto me. I'm saying come unto God, not me. But if I can help you in any way, why come unto me? And so anyhow, I think my time is up. And God has blessed us so wonderfully. When Henry asked me if I would have the message today, I says, well, I don't know. Is it my turn? And I still don't know whether it's my turn, but I decided to go ahead and preach the message. And that's what God gave me. Thank you for your prayers. It means so much, and I can feel it. And it's such a blessing. And so I just want to thank you for your prayers, and do continue to pray for us in our ups and downs in life, and we will do the same likewise for you, my dear brothers and sisters, and the little boys here. The little boys that have grown, they're quite a bit bigger than they were several years ago. I really appreciate that. Thank you for coming and visiting with us here. So at this time, let's kneel for prayer.